Check, check. What is good, guys? It's your boy, Jones Gray, aka Auntie's Favorite, back at it again with another episode of Generation Genius. And I am excited to be back. I'm sorry I missed a week. You know what I'm saying? Been kind of busy with other projects, but that is not an excuse to not get this podcast popping. But I'm telling you guys, we come back every single week and sometimes even more than once a week. If I feel like just dropping another episode or even dropping an episode a day for like 30 days on like a 30-day podcast challenge, that's where I might be headed. So yeah, you guys might be getting just boom, it's podcast. All right, the audio's recording. I just want to make sure I wasn't just talking. But yeah, thank you guys so much. And I'm glad you guys are back. And if you're listening to this, what is good? Just want to go over some things, you know, some recollection. I'm just going to be free-flowing because I really don't have, I kind of have a topic. Actually, yeah, I do. Well, I do have a topic. Yeah. But anyway, I hope you guys had a good Valentine's Day. You know what I'm saying? Shout out to all the couples out there that are celebrating. And if you're single, it's okay. Your man slash woman is out there waiting for you. You know what I mean? He probably just in the back cooking burgers right now, but he's going to be big one day. She probably just trying to get her lace front business together, but one day it's going to pop off. You know what I'm saying? Her lace fronts are coming together. You know what I'm saying? Just don't add any more Gorilla Glue and she might be all right. Nah, let me stop. But now, for real though, beautiful time, Valentine's Day. You know what I'm saying? For people, you know, to celebrate their loved ones, do the same three or four positions in the hotel room. You feel me? Hello. But yeah, it's dope. You know what I'm saying? Went to one of my family to Red Lobster today. You know what I'm saying? Because we bougie. You know what I'm saying? We doing bougie things like that. Doing bougie things like Red Lobster. And it was dope to see other couples there. You know what I'm saying? One couple was recently engaged. You feel me? So, you know what I'm saying? He's trying to impress y'all. They're like, yeah, let me get you this. Yeah, what you want? You want the pina coladas? Okay, let me get these pina coladas. And see another couple. You know what I'm saying? This girl had like on a full on Juicy Couture fit. I didn't know Juicy Couture fits were still popping, but she had on a blue Juicy Couture fit. I hope she somehow is not a fan of me or knows about this podcast, but I saw a girl with a Juicy Couture fit on. She was fine. Don't even say she's bad, but I did not know Juicy Couture was even still popping like that. But hey, listen, she had the Juicy Couture fit on for Valentine's Day, boy. I said, oh, she got the Juicy Couture on. Yeah, man. Went to the city, I saw a girl pop out. You know what I'm saying? I saw a guy pop out too. He had on mint green pants with brown boots with a pea coat on. His girl was wearing like this purple reddish looking look. It was more red. It was like a red shorter dress. You know what I'm saying? I wish I could show you the clip of this guy. He was singing. What was he singing? What was the song he was singing? He was singing Uptown Funk You Up. And there was like a crackhead on the side dancing to it. He was Uptown Funk You Up. But he was saying not Funk You Up. The crackhead was saying Uptown F You Up. But yeah, there was a lot going on in the city today, bro. There was so much going on in the city for Valentine's Day. Now I have to make an effort to go to the city to keep seeing the nonsense every single year. I mean, there's always nonsense going on in the city. New York, probably one of my favorite places, if not my top three favorite places in the world. There's always amazing things you see in New York. But if you go there, bro, man, you are always going to see some nonsense in New York. We last time went to New York was around my birthday, so like January-ish. And we went, and there was the naked cowboy dude out there, like the guitar cowboy. If you're from New York, you know what I'm talking about. He was just out there with his underwear on, just playing his guitar. He was shivering a little bit of his words. I guess he was really, really cold. Then there was other lady there. I don't know what she was off of or on. Or maybe she was just doing her thing, but she was there, and she was like playing the drums and like just making noise. You know, you see some crazy stuff in New York, but that wasn't one of the craziest though. It was just a lady playing the drum but not singing. I was like, yo, what is this lady on? And yeah, that's the city, bro. You know what I'm saying? Shout out to my beautiful chocolate queens. You know what I'm saying? I'm not gonna forget about y'all. Shout out to my beautiful. Got stuff falling inside of me, bro. I got to pick it up if I see it fall. But nah, I got, shout out to my beautiful chocolate queens. You know what I'm saying? If you're single, baby, I'm waiting for you right here. What's up? How you doing? You know, I'm not taking yet. So I'm just putting that out there. You know, by next episode, I could be taking. You never know. I'm just saying. Shout out to y'all. You guys do your thing. You know what I'm saying? Shout out to my brothers. Come on, bro. Put that ring on her finger. You better stop playing. Put that ring on Shawty's finger, bro. Stop playing. She fine as hell, and you like a solid 6. You're not going to do better than her. She a 10. You a solid 6. You still trying to play a game, trying to be out in these streets, swearing there's going to be other stuff out here because you got that 10. Dude's got, okay, You know what? Let's just set the record straight. My boy, my guy. If you got the baddest queen in the world, like if you got like supermodel level and you like down here with it and you trying to play games with her, bro, stop playing games with Shawty, bro. She's fine. You're not gonna do better. You're not gonna do better, bro. You're not gonna do better. You got nothing. You have nothing to even offer. You probably just like, you know what I'm saying? You probably got a little construction job, you know what I'm saying? Holding it down, but you out here cheating. Cheating on Keisha. Oh, I felt that in my spirit. I felt that in my spirit. Her name like Keisha. Lee, bro, you better stop cheating on her. She a 10. You a 6. You're not gonna do better than Keisha, my boy. My guy. I don't know who needs to hear this, but you better stop playing with these fine women. You better stop. You better stop playing. That's just on my heart. Like, stop playing with these fine women, bro. She fine. She probably in college and just graduated. She probably graduated cum laude too, number one. You playing with her. You playing with her emotions. Like, you could do better. You just got your GED, boy. You better stop playing with her. Nah, okay, I'm being mean. But nah, for real. Listen, fellas. If she's worth it, and she fine, she look good. If she can't cook, it's all good. It's all right. We could deal with that. You know what I'm saying? Go out to dinner. But if she fine, and she adores you, you got one leg probably? It's like, nah, not one leg. But I'm just saying, she adores you. She values your attention, and she fine, and you're not. Yeah, I better stop. Hey, man, even if you match her attraction, bro, stop playing with Shawty. Stop playing with Shawty. She a good one. Because you be mad like, man, I could probably, you know, man, I'm tired of these girlfriends, but I could probably get out here and do my thing. You get out here and do your thing. You get out on the streets, be like, hey, I'm back. I never left. And everybody's like, oh, Ronnie back on the streets? Ew, I don't want him. Ew, Ronnie back on the streets? We thought he was, we are okay. Even like city type girls, like them ratchet neon bodysuit type girls, like, ew, we don't want him, like, bye. See, because you thought you could get away from the love of your life. You messed up with the love of your life. Now you back here on these streets thinking you still a pimp. You don't got nothing. You, huh? Am I talking? I'm just saying, bro. You Valentine's Day come around, now you looking crazy. You like, dang, I'm back on these streets. Nobody wants me. Then you try to go back to Keisha. Now Keisha got a new man. And Keisha's new man is like 6'5". He just elbow looking, and she just looks at you and goes, oh, hey, Ronnie, what's up? How you doing? And he like, listen, girl, I need you and want you back. She's like, ah. She put up you for like 5-6 years. He was eating all her kids' snacks. He had no job. He was on her couch playing Xbox that she bought. You wanted that new PS5. She bought you the new PS5. And now look, now she with an E just elbow looking again. You mad because you're like, dang, I could have kept that. You couldn't stop playing with it, bro. There is a season for everything. A woman is only going to put up with you for so many seasons, bro. And a fine woman, she a nurse, probably. And you just playing with her emotions. Her kids tidy ass, too. Her kids tired. Like, mom, why are you still with Ronnie? He is a deadbeat. Why are you still with Ronnie, mom? He has potential. I love him. I love him. But then one day she wake up, walk by. She look on the couch, and she like, oh, I can't stand this nigga. Yeah. So stop playing. Hey, I'm going to keep saying it. Stop playing, bro. Bro, stop playing. Stop playing. She fine, bro. She probably got like a bob cut, natural. You just playing with her emotions. And women, stop playing with nice guys, too. There's nice guys out here. You better stop playing with the nice guy. You be thinking, too. You be thinking the streets want you, too. But the streets, you think you belong to the streets until the streets don't belong to you anymore. I'm sorry, that was just, I'm about to laugh at myself going, nah, for real, you think, hey, a lot of women think they belong to the streets, to the streets close you up. The streets is like, yeah, man, your application expired, you don't, hold on. The streets close down your application, man, you no longer belong to the streets. We're actually, we're declining your application. You've been gone out the streets for too long and you just cannot come back. Women be thinking, hey, man, women be pimping too. Don't get it twisted. Don't just be dudes. Women be out here pimping too, bro. Women be pimping heavy. You be thinking, woman, you be ladies, I be thinking like, man, I could get any guy I want. Like, he cute or whatever, but he's too nice. Like, he does whatever I need him to do. And then, you leave him. Then you go back out on the streets. You get your real hood ass nigga. You get your real hood dude. And then you're like, dang, like, we made great love and like, he around, but, like, he don't cuddle. But, like, the nice dude did. You be thinking, you be having what you have, and then you don't want it anymore, but you be missing it when you be doing something else. Like, yeah, like, girl, he don't even like to cuddle. Like, he be like, he wouldn't even really talk like that. Like, I asked him how his day was, he's like, good. And like, but I don't really, you know, like, I don't really like all that, but you was playing. You was playing with the nice dude. Now you over here sick because this thug dude or whoever you with, this thug dude, he just sitting on the couch chilling. He work. He got a good job. You know what I'm saying? He good for you financially, but he don't be like in a, he don't be like in a cuddle or talk. He just make the money, come home and sit down. And don't be like in to get bothered. Hey, you got to like, you got to find somebody that only matches you, but you got to find somebody because, bro, there's really nothing out here, bro. Like, people have to realize when it comes to dating, as I get older and I realize that there's just really not a lot of options out here. Like, you be thinking there's a lot of options. Like, let's just say, like, you go up to, like, a good-looking girl. I go up to a good-looking girl. I'm like, hey, what's up, shawty? How you doing? She look real good. She like, hey. How you doing? I'm like, I'm good. And then, like, I say, like, so what are you into? And then she's like, oh, you know, I'm not really into much. Oh, no, you're not into much? Okay, what's that mean? You know, like, I don't really be doing nothing like that. Oh, you know, so, like, what you doing for your life? I'm really trying to figure it out. Oh, like, so, like, what are you doing in the meantime? Oh, you know, I'm just out here, really. I'm just really out here. You got a job? No, not yet. I'm trying to get this business. What's up? What's your business? Oh, I'm selling shrimp. Huh? You what? What are you doing? You selling what? Oh, you know, I'm just out here. I'm just selling shrimp. Huh? You said what? You're a shrimp. No, I'm just selling shrimp. Oh, you're selling shrimp? Yeah, you know, shrimp, bubblegum shrimp still. You know, like, how Forrest got. I'm just selling shrimp. Oh, you're selling shrimp. Where you got a shop? Nah, you know, I'm just out the back of this little convertible. I'm selling my little shrimp out the back of this convertible. You know what I'm saying? My ex-boyfriend, he's a drug dealer. He gave me this little convertible before he went to jail. And now I got it. So it's like, what should I be doing? I didn't want to work because he was holding me down. So, like, I'm like, I should be selling shrimp. You know what I'm saying? My great-grandma sold shrimp. My grandma sold shrimp. My mom sold shrimp. So I'm going to be out here selling shrimp. You're like, oh. And now look at you, dating a shrimp salesman, because you didn't want to mess with the doctor or nurse. It all comes back around. Like I keep telling y'all, stick with the person that's holding you down, because I'm telling you, bro, you're going to be looking really stupid out here when you on to the next girl. You're like, damn, this girl's not hitting like the last one did. This girl's not hitting. Her pH balance is off. She hasn't had water in like 6 days. She just likes Hennessy and crab legs, and all she says is period. But nah, real talk though, yeah. Wow, Valentine's Day, have me rant. I've been ranting for 12 minutes. I am stupid. But nah, for real, bro. Do not take advantage of what you have in front of you to think there's better things, because they're not better things, bro. You may think you want the J's and you go to the New Balances, but those New Balances didn't hit for you like the J's did. You know what I'm saying? You can leave those Bread 11s for some New Balances, but them New Balances aren't going to hit like them Bread 11s. I'm just saying. Them Timberlands, you think like, ah, nah, these Timberlands are fresh. Let me go get these Mountain Gears. The Mountain Gears are going to fit on your feet, but the Mountain Gears are going to make you uncomfortable after a little bit. Now I'm preaching. I think you guys have had enough of my stupidity for the day. I'm going to let you guys get out of here. It's been your boy, Jones Great, a.k.a. Auntie's Favorite. I will see you guys later.